From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Fruit Grower Report. 2 years ago, the U.S. House passed the Farm Workforce Modernization Act, a bipartisan bill that would have expanded the length of time immigrant workers with H-2A visas are allowed to stay and work in the U.S. But Chuck Connor, president and CEO of the National Council of Farmer Cooperatives, says the Senate version failed to pass, killing both bills.
It didn't fail because of anything of substance. It failed because of controversy over border issues and just sort of the whole immigration space, not particularly targeted at farm labor, but we were sort of caught up in all of that. So we're going to be continuing to look for the opportunity when maybe that controversy is settled down a little bit and gives us the opportunity to come in and fix this H-2A program.
Connor worries ongoing labor shortages will hurt our ag economy.
If you're having to hire virtually any labor today, about the only option for you is to look potentially at foreign labor coming in. And with the current challenges that we face in the H-2A program, for many, that's just not an option.
Connor says they'll continue to push for better H-2A legislation.
For all practical purposes, it is the only solution for co-ops, the only solution for farmers going forward. And we've got to figure out a way to make it an option going forward if we are to continue to provide the food and fiber for America in the manner in which they've become quite accustomed to.
Connor says labor is the number one challenge facing farmers today.
And this has been today's Fruit Grower Report. I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.